Influencers, men's ministry.
Lord, shine your light on me. Lord, shine your light on me. You're the Heavenly Father. You're the King of Kings. So Lord, shine your light on me.
Jesus said simply, you are mistaken. You are mistaken. You are mistaken. For you do not understand the scriptures nor the power of God.
Hello. Governor.
Well, it was great to hear the Willie Nelson band here today. I think I got a little bit of everything. I had a little Jimi Hendrix there, Willie Nelson. I had Chicago playing on the trumpet. And then all of a sudden, Sam showed up. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. So it was a great time of worship this morning. I want to share with you today a paradigm, a shift in your thinking. Because I don't think we've got it right. In fact, I think we've got it wrong. And somewhere we've missed the essence of what Jesus intended for our lives. And I don't want to be confused on this, because I believe we're going into a season of shaking. Hebrews talks about this period of time in which everything that can be shaken will be shaken. And as I observe the landscape, I have a fear that we're entering a season of shaking that we have never experienced in the United States. I know that for a season we've had great hope in our political leaders. And I think that we've been deceived. And I think it's becoming obvious. And I think it doesn't matter what happens. The shaking is coming. And the Bible tells us that the shaking is coming so that only the things that matter will last. Only that which is eternal will be left for you to hold on to. So I want you to bear with me as I talk about the power of God today. I was going to talk about faith, and I was going to talk about hope. But none of that matters apart from power. The power and capacity, the ability to accomplish that thing, to line up that which is said with that which is done, is missing in the church today. It's missing here in my life. And so if you'll abide me 20 minutes or so to preach to myself, maybe you'll find something you can identify with. I was going to give you a joke, but frankly, you guys have beat the jokes out of me. You don't like my jokes? They're repeats. Pete's already gotten a hold of them, copies, kind of like the Russians, you know, they get hold of Clinton's emails. I love Trump gets up there and he says, yeah, I hope they release them. We can't get our government to do anything about it. By the way, that's not an endorsement. As my favorite senator from Texas said, y'all vote your conviction. Father in heaven, I pray that these words would fall on fertile soil. And Father, I know I'm incapable of preparing the soil. Only the Spirit of God can do that. So we invite the Spirit of God to fall upon this place with power. We invite the Spirit of God to shake this room that we might know that you've been here. And I ask this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Jesus was having a conversation with the Sadducees. The Sadducees were Sadducees because they did not believe in a bodily resurrection. At least that's how the rhythm goes. So they decided that they would mess with the mind of the Son of God. So they created a dilemma for him. This guy marries this woman and he dies, and this woman marries the next guy, the brother, and he dies, and blah, 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 blah. You remember the passage. And at the end of the deal, they go, aha. So when they get to heaven, who is she married to? Jesus said simply, you are mistaken. You are mistaken. You are mistaken. For you do not understand the scriptures nor the power of God. Think about it. Now, I would say today we have no lack of scriptural knowledge. We have theologians. We have apologists. We have plenarists. We have people that can memorize and quote scripture till you turn red in the face. We do not suffer for lack of scriptural knowledge. We suffer for lack of the power of God in our lives. And the power of God is the essence of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For the kingdom of God does not consist in words, but in power. It does not consist merely in words. And we spend all our time focusing on what to say and how to say it. And did they like what I said? How did it come across? Did you hear me? The gospel does not consist merely in words, but in the power of God. 1 Corinthians 4:20. And with amazement, they came upon them all and they began talking with one another. And this is what they said. What is this message? For with authority and power, he commands the unclean spirits and they come out. Luke 4:36. And all the people chased after him and they were trying to touch him, for power was coming from him. And they were all healed. We're trying to do something, plead something, make a case for something about how well this generator works. The problem is when we flip the switch, somebody forgot to plug it in. Hey man, I gotta check this out. Look at this deal. If your power goes down, boom, flip the switch. Just flip it, bonds it, kick it. Nobody's buying my generator. Why? There's no power. It doesn't do what it says it will do. You're not convinced. The absence in Christianity is not more logic, more reason, more compelling evidence, more proof. The answer to the problem that you're wrestling with is the power of God. The answer to deliverance from the sin that still binds you is not read more scripture. It's an encounter with the power of God. Does that make sense? I mean, I feel like I'm a race car driver. And I'm in the Indy 500, and I've got this car worth millions and millions and millions of dollars with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of horsepower. And I got a helmet, and I jump in that thing, and I'm strapped in, and I got a team. I got a pit crew. And they're leaning in the window, and I'm strapped in. I'm like this. I can't move. I'm like in an F-16 fighter. I'm just jammed in that thing. And I'm looking at them, and they're going, man, just hit it, baby, hit it. Just get out there and hit that sucker. And I turn that motor over. Do I turn it over or they turn it over? I can't remember. It's too complex for me. Somehow that engine gets started, right? And I'm like, boom, boom, coming out. I'm getting on a track, and I go to put my foot in it, and it just goes, blah, blah, blah. So there I am, I flip open the deal, car's lapping me, and I'm pulling off to the side, and I'm getting out of the car, and I'm going, it's the deal, boys. Here comes a guy with a jug of gasoline. Oh, man, we forgot to put gas in the motor. Right? This is what we've done to you. This is what we've done to ourselves. We've said, know this, study this, attend this. Come to this thing. Man, if you just come to this thing, when he speaks, your life will be changed. Man, I've heard too many words. I've heard too many messages. I've seen too many sermons. I've gone to too many retreats. I need the power of God that sets captives free, starting with me. I need the gas. I need to be hooked into the electrical outlet. You think this was just Jesus? And with great power, the apostles were giving testimony to the resurrection of the Lord, and abundant grace was upon them all. Paul says in Thessalonians, for our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit. And it came with full conviction. Man, when I go to that generator and I flip that switch and it doesn't come on, if I walk over to that source and plug it in, I have full conviction. I'm absolutely convinced this sucker's going to hum. When I flip that switch now, boom, it's on. When that tank's full and I put my foot into the pedal, bam, I'm doing 220 miles an hour. Does it do that?
Yeah.
That's good. I like that. Let me give you three things to remember. You remember my last one, K-Flow? Were any of you there? PSA, you know what a PSA is? No, wrong. Listen to this now. PSA, perfected, surpassing, abundant. Perfected, surpassing, and abundant. There's three kind of encounters with God's power that I'm going to show you to have. Three kinds. PSA. Perfected power, surpassing power, abundant power. That's what I want. That's what I'm putting in my fuel tank. Now listen to this. Power is perfected in weakness. Listen to this. Power is perfected in weakness. So you see your weakness as a pile that has to be removed. And so you've been shoveling for 20, 30, 40 years trying to get the weakness out. As my friend Pete would say, how's that working out for you? You still shoveling? Oh man, Mike, I got a new shovel last week. It's bigger. This pile will get out. No, 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 watch this. Power is perfected in weakness. The thing, the pile, the deal facing you, the circumstance that is bigger than your capacity to overcome is the means by which you receive perfected power from God. We're looking at it all wrong. Yeah, I'm not very good at that. Yeah, that sin gets me every time. There's no way I could do that. That's right. That's absolutely right. There's no way that I could do that. But watch now. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. It is what? Sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient. For power is perfected. That word perfected, teleo, means it is finished. It is made complete. There is nothing lacking. It is perfected. It is perfect. It is as if the thing that was spoken has been accomplished. The thing that was spoken has been accomplished. The thing that was said that is true about you, which you know is a lie, is now true. Listen to me now. The thing that was said about you, the thing that was said about you that you know is a lie, has been completed. It's really true. But you never experienced it. Because you lack one thing. The power of God. Perfected. In your weakness. Paul uses this in the context. Of the insults. And persecutions. He says, most gladly, therefore, I would rather boast about my weakness so that the power of Christ may dwell, may abide, may take up residence in my life. I boast in my weakness. I can't do that. Yeah, you can. Boast in your weakness. I need the power of God to show up. Perfected power. Number two, surpassing power. Perfected power through weakness, surpassing power in death. Listen to this. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. What's the problem with an earthen vessel other than it's weak? It's getting weaker every day. Right? I mean, it's that old scientific cosmological thing that says there is a law that everything is breaking down. And as I look around this room, alright, as I look in the mirror, I see it ain't getting better. Right? It's not getting better. You all have noticed that in me too. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. The treasure is in here so that the surpassing greatness, that word greatness comes from the Greek word hyperbole. What does that sound like? Hyperbole. Hyperbole, right? It means beyond, excessive. We say surpassing. It means savagely extraordinary. Out of the norm. I mean, hey, let me get up and tell you. So I want to tell you, man, my savagely excessive power today is manifest among the brethren. Now we kind of whimper into the prayer meeting and say the words that everybody's always said. that we heard, that we picked up from the last guy, that got all the applause and accolades. I'm talking about the power of God. I'm talking about the surpassing power of God. It will be of God and not of ourselves. Why? Because he said to them all, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, pick up his cross daily, and die to himself. Why? By in dying, you save your life. But if you're trying to hang on, if you're trying to still shovel, if you're trying to keep things clean and tight and orderly, you will surely lose your life. There's a perfected power that we experience in our weakness. When we can boast of our weakness, there's a surpassing, savagely excessive power that comes through our dying. We have not truly learned to carry the cross. What we've done is we've learned to wear the cross. Gold crosses, bronze crosses, big. You know, if you really did, like, huge. Right? I want to get like a little cross collar made out of Kevlar that's about that thick. So when ISIS comes after me, you know, and it's like, they ain't happening. Not here. Fire away, baby. Right? Give me enough time to get that Glock out of my bag. Another subject. Surpassing power in death. Now, listen to this. Power is perfected in weakness. Resurrection power can only be received when I'm dead to myself. Does that make sense? This is antithetically different from everything we're walking out. I don't know that it's antithetically different to what we've been taught, but seriously, the way we're living it out, we're going this way, and we need to go this way. We need to change the direction. I mean, I've got a message. I don't have time to preach it today, but it's the super highway to intimacy with God is paved with two things. Number one, humility. Number two, generosity. Just be humble and generous. God will show up. Just be humble and generous. Don't say no, say yes. Power is perfected in my weakness. Surpassing power, savagely, beyond excessive, extraordinary power comes through my dying. Watch this, I got one more for you. Abundant power, it's a PSA, right? Perfected power, surpassing power, abundant power. Power and abundance. You know, I think, I don't know, I don't own a generator because I don't own an RV. I'm lucky to own a car. But the generator, I think, because I was talking to a guy one time and he says, I said, well, that's great. So you got battery power. Yeah, great. So jack up the AC, right? I mean, I live in Texas. No, it won't run on that. Can't run. Well, what about a microwave? No, it won't. Well, what about, I go, why don't I just bring a flashlight then? I mean, what's the point? But you get the big generator, it'll run so much. But it depends on the capacity. I mean, I want the super abundant generator. I don't want to get out there, put my foot in it, and it just, we're out. Overload. I mean, do you have any problems in your life? Like, the minute I start putting my problems over it, it's like overload. And then I crawl back into a hole. PSA, I need abundant power. Excessive, abundant, beyond. Listen to this. Because all I'm telling you is what God said he would do. So that's my message on faith. God said he would do this. Reach out and get you some. Listen, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly, now watch this, abundantly beyond what? All. Far more abundantly beyond all that we ask. Now watch me now. or think. You know what thinking is? The Greek word is noreo. It means to ponder. It's a Texas verb. I'm going to do me some pondering about this oil well here, because then it's not producing. It's pondering, it's thinking. You ever notice how many thoughts your mind has? Thinking? Just going around and around. Boy, I wish I could do that. I wish I could do this. I wish I was over here. I wish that. Man, I wish I didn't have that. I wish I could get through this. I wish. Right? That's the thinking part. Now, we won't say that. It's like when you're talking to your wife, right? Do you like my dress, honey? But what are you thinking? I know what you're thinking, right? Honey, it's not so much a dress. I mean, when was the last time we saw Jim? I mean, right? We're thinking beyond. We're thinking beyond the asking. What's that come with? 135 horsepower. Great. What's the abundant engine? What is it like? Tesla has a super ludicrous or something? I like that. I like the marketing ploy of that. I come in there, I go, listen, I want the abundant engine. Well, did you want the abundant beyond? Or do you want the abundant beyond all that you could even think? Oh, yeah, sign me up. That's the one I want. Listen to this now. To him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask and think, according to the power. Not according to the word. According to the power that works where? In us. Oh, this is great now. Right? It's not in my weakness. Right? It's not in my dying. It dropped right down into my soul. The resurrection power of Jesus Christ is manifest in me. What demon stands against Jesus? What bondage can not be broken by the blood of Jesus Christ? What relationship cannot be restored by the power of Christ? What financial problem cannot be thought through with the wisdom and power of God on your side? What transaction or deal cannot come to pass when you have God power inside of you and his favor upon you? It's perfected in weakness. It's surpassed in death. And it's abundantly working within you. Paul writes this, for this purpose also I labor. Now, I'm not talking pixie dust Christianity. Oh, great. Mike says I got the power of God. I'll meet you over at the strip club later this afternoon. We'll get a few beers. That's not what I'm saying. Listen to this verse. For this purpose also I labor, striving. This word to strive means to enter into a contest, to contend with adversaries, to fight, to struggle with difficulty and dangers, to endeavor with strenuous zeal, to arrive at, to obtain, to get. I strive according to the power of God, which mightily works within me. Philippians 4:13 says, for it is God who is at work within you. Praise the Lord. It is God who is at work within you, both to will and to work his will. I get tired, I get worn out, I get exhausted. I begin to struggle, I begin to waver, I begin to doubt. And I'm comforted by this thought. God took responsibility. Look, God went out the night before and filled up the tank in your race car. God went out the night before and plugged in the generator to the outlet. God wills it so that you become victorious in your walk with Him. He reminds us, for God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline. Let me ask you this. How long do you want to continue your relationship with God based on words? Based on studies, based on sermons, based on messages. God is asking you today if you would like to receive His perfect power, His surpassing, savagely excessive power, His abundant power for every issue you face. I'm going to pray right now. I want to know if I connected today, or if I've just talked myself into a message that doesn't make any sense. If you believe the kingdom of God needs the power of God to move forward in your life, would you just slip your hand up? Just slip your hand up around a room. That's what I thought. We're together in this pursuit. Let me pray for you as I pray for myself. Father in heaven, God of mercy and grace and power, we beseech you, we beg of you. We contend with you, Lord, that which was promised that we saw in your Son, that which was promised that we saw in the apostles, that which was promised and we've seen in the saints throughout history would fall upon us this very day. Lord, even this hour, that your power would come upon us with great energy. That your power would fall upon us with great intensity. Father, that your power would come upon us savagely and excessively. That we would sense a spirit of abundant power and reject the lies of the enemy that says we're weak and defeated and can't get through this circumstance. Can't get beyond this sin. Can't get hold of righteousness and a holiness and the life that you have called us to, that you have purchased, that you have bought, and you have willed for us. Father, we surrender to your power. For it is perfect, it is surpassing, and it is abundant. Do not withhold it from us. In Jesus' name, amen.